Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Not if you smoke Raleigh's. They're blended with fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, B. Benaderet, Ferdinand Meunier, and yours truly, Frank Nelson.
Smokers, does your cigarette seem to be losing the old taste appeal? Flat, flavorless one pack, sharp, throat irritating the next? Not if you smoke Raleigh's. Here's why. Raleigh's are still blended only with the choicest field-ripened tobaccos. That's right, fully aged, golden mellow tobaccos that assure you a genuine pre-war pleasure smoke, free from harsh, throat-parching irritants. No wartime loss of taste. Better Raleigh's mean perfect smoking. Stay right cigarette enjoyment. They're blended with fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos. Buy them by the carton for convenience.
And now we bring you MGM's popular comedian and the star of our Raleigh cigarette show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Frank?
Oh, fine, Red. Just great.
Did you ever notice the announcers? They always feel fine, great, you know. Just once, I like to hear announcers say, I don't feel good. I want to go home. I want to go home. Besides, I don't like the product. Where's the bee's last program, you know?
Say, Red, you know it's about time for vacations. Where are you going to spend yours?
Are you kidding? You know, with Lana Turner as my next-door neighbor, I'd be silly to go anyplace, you know?
You know, I heard that the War Department made her put a roof over her swimming pool.
Yeah, the other day, three P-38s were flying over her house, and they saw her on the diving board. And all three of them made a crash landing into her pool. She now has three little American flags on her bathing suit. thanks a lot, both of you. Hey, who do we have with us tonight that plays an important part in our American way of living, huh?
Red, I want you to meet a man in a profession that you've probably never heard of.
Yeah?
He's Floyd Hahn, the principal of Manual Arts High School.
Never heard of him. Well, how are... Pardon me. How are you tonight, Mr. Hahn?
As well as could be expected up here, Mr. Skelton.
Mr. Skelton, ain't that something, huh?
You mean, isn't that something?
Ain't that what I said?
Mr. Skelton, in the best places, people don't say ain't.
How's the field be slumming, huh? Seriously, Mr. Hahn, out at the Manual Arts High School, you've had some pretty distinguished students out there, haven't you? Like General Doolittle?
That's right, Red. We also have Lawrence Tibbett and Mrs. Doolittle there at the same time. We have over 2,000 stars in our school service flag. We're proud of every one of those boys. We also pride ourselves on having 2,500 model students, and we love every one of them.
Well, you know, at the Harrison High School in Vincennes, Indiana, I was the teacher's model example to the class.
What do you know? Is that right, Red?
Yeah, every day she'd stand me up in front of the class and show them what could happen to a kid that flunked these exams.
Red, I take it you weren't very bright.
Oh, school. Yes, I knew my P's and Q's. Of course, I didn't know the rest of the alphabet.
You know algebra?
Yeah, try me at it.
All right. What's the square root of 368?
Well, that's algebra. No, I didn't do so bad in school, though. I was only in the fourth grade for 5 years.
You were in the fourth grade for 5 years?
Yeah, I didn't want to make the fifth grade. See, my father was there, and I didn't want to embarrass him. I remember how mad he got at my mother when she passed him, you know? They didn't speak to each other the whole semester.
Did you like school?
Well, in a way, I like going to school and I like coming from school, but I didn't like that part in the middle.
But you did go to school.
Oh, yeah, I went to school.
Are you a college man?
No, I slept in this suit. Yes, I'm a college man.
I hear you're a three-letter man.
Yes, in 1935 I was a three-letter man, WPA. And next week I'm right back, PFC. Tell me, have you ever made any mistakes in front of your students?
Well, maybe once.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. You're supposed to say, I don't know what you mean. I got a joke there, brother, you know.
Excuse me, Red. Well, what do you mean?
Well, for instance, one time the teacher made a mistake. She says to the student, says, I'm going to explain to you what an idiot is. So pay attention to me or you won't know what I'm talking about.
Well, Red, I did make a mistake once. I walked into my office and saw a sign on the door which read, Principal is out, back in 5 minutes.
What happened?
Well, I'm a little absent-minded. I just sat down and waited 25 minutes.
Tell me, do many kids play hooky at your school?
At our school, the average is very low. We try to know our students well enough to know what will keep them happy, such as their preference in entertainment and athletics.
Athletics, huh?
Yes, will you believe it? We have one boy on our high school high-jumping team who can clear 6 feet.
Isn't that wonderful? All I can do is to clear my throat tonight. My father was athletically inclined.
No, really?
Well, that is, we like to think of him that way. You see, he was the All-American rum runner. How much longer is school in session?
About 6 weeks.
Hey, on the last day of the school, do the kids still sing, no more pencils, no more books, no more teacher sassy looks?
No, not nowadays, Red. Students are jitterbugs. Sounds to me like when they're leaving, they're singing, beat me, teacher, with a book ye beat.
Well, seriously, Mr. Hahn, is there a juvenile delinquency problem? And if there is, what can we do about it?
Yes, Red, there is a very serious problem. Excitement increases energy. Adults work off this extra energy in war service, overtime work, and so forth. We fail to realize that boys and girls are subjected to the same excitement. We closed some of the playgrounds and drafted the younger men who directed the activities that formerly occupied youth leisure time. We expected adolescents to go off in a corner and behave themselves. It just didn't happen. Young people gave vent to their excess energy, and delinquency was the result. I would like to see youth given a vitally important part in the war effort. This should be challenging and dramatic. The trained leadership to see the program through should be made available. Youth is enthusiastic and patriotic. It would respond to such a challenge, and much of the delinquency problem would eliminate itself.
Well, thank you very much for coming up, Mr. Hall.
Tropical Trinidad Isle, where Caribbean breezes play. The quaint little natives will greet you and smile as they welcome you this way.
Up on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. Because we put the accent upon the wrong syllable when we sing a tropical song. Upon the island from which we come, the point of interest besides the coconuts and the sarang is that we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song.
We could show the natural wonders of the scenery to you. We could show the native birds and perhaps give two or three to you. And describe the climate and also tell the elevation. We could very hastily introduce the population.
We could show you the hotel and many of our fascinating places. We could take you to the bar where visitors may fall upon their faces. If we only had a track, we could probably take you to the races. But we prefer to acquaint you with the following interesting facts. That on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. And if you should remain here, you will discover one peculiar thing before very long. That you have put the accent upon the wrong syllable and you sing a tropical song.
Is not true. I myself have lived here for many years and have had no difficulties with the syllables.
and Uzi singing a tropical song.
Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Not if you smoke Raleigh's. They're blended with fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos. So remember, if your cigarette tastes different these days, smoke Raleigh's for a perfect smoke.
All right, now back to Gerard.
Our satire tonight is about education in schools. Clem, the fellow from the country, is on his way to see if he gets promoted this year. Well, here I am. School day, school day, do-do-do-do-day. Reading and writing and arithmetic, far to the tune of a hickory stick. You ought to see them teachers play a concert on me. I might not be the brightest boy in class, but I'm the oldest boy. I remember when they built that old school. Yes, sir, I was sitting right there in the third grade when the old one burned down. They built a new one right up around me there. Yes, sir, I was the old American clinker that year. Wonder what ever happened to my old school chum, Bessie Mae Mucho. She must be about 8 years old now or something. Oh, there's DJ, Daisy June, coming out of the house there.
Howdy, Clem.
Howdy doody to you. Hey, where'd you get that hat there?
None of your business.
What's the matter? Is it a millinery secret? You think I'll get promoted today, do you?
Nope. If you don't get promoted out of that third grade pretty soon, I ain't your girl no longer.
Nope.
I don't want a beau who can't get out of the third grade.
What about the fourth?
Nope.
How about the fifth?
Nope.
Oh, well, if you want an Einstein.
Clean. Ain't you ashamed to be sitting in there in the third grade with all them little kids?
Why should I? I can talk baby talk as good as any of them. Hey, what's them flowers for?
The teacher.
Really?
Clem, what you climbing that fence for?
Well, I'm going to get some apples out of the orchard there from a teacher.
You better not go in that orchard or Slim Pickens will take a shot at you.
Yeah, I'll just tiptoe over, you know. Good thing I'm barefooted. Or wake him up, you know.
Say, why don't you wear shoes?
I can't find three that match. Besides, I may have to count to 20 real fast, you know.
Clem, you better.
Not until I pick some apples.
What'd you say?
Not until I pick some buckshot here.
Hey, who's in my apple orchard? No, it's you. Howdy, Clem.
Well, howdy doody to you. I was getting some apples from a school teacher. Don't mind, do you?
Well, why don't you go to a corresponding school, and then you wouldn't have to worry about taking your teacher an apple?
Corresponding school? What's that?
Well, that's a school that's taught by mail.
For all he'd learn, they could use V-mail.
Well, now, you just hold your tongue, will you? See, I like that idea. If I ever wanted to play hooky, the correspondence school just sent in an empty envelope.
You know, I learned plenty of things in correspondence school.
What'd you learn?
Well, I learned that the stars and the sun is bigger than the earth.
Are you kidding?
No, it's the truth.
Well, and if they're bigger, how come they don't keep the rain off? That's too fast for him. He didn't get it.
I declare, Clem, you're the dumbest man in the world.
I can lick any man that says I ain't.
Hey, what grade are you in, Clem?
Well, now, don't forget, I didn't start till I was 10, you know.
What grade are you in?
Well, they held me back. The teacher didn't like me very well.
Clem, what grade are you in?
Third grade, you persistent, eager beaver. You...
there all this year, too.
Well, I'll bet you a dime I won't be. I'll bet you a dime I don't stay in that third grade another year.
Okay, it's a bet.
Yeah,
well, good luck. Say, is the promotion exercise going to be held outside?
Well, they were going to, but it's kind of foggy day, you know. And...
Foggy? Clem, that ain't fog. Comb the hair out of your eyes.
Oh, okay. See, ain't the world a beautiful place? Daisy June, it's the first time I never knew you wasn't a real bearded lady, you know that? I better get a haircut, I guess.
Oh, Clem, that was the school bell.
Well, I heard it. I'm wearing my ears on the outside today.
Well, let's hurry. We'll be late. Come on, let's run.
No, I can't. These socks I got on are the ones you knitted for me.
What's wrong with them socks?
Well, you knitted toes on both ends. My feet don't know which way to go. No, I don't think I'll go to school. I'm going to go fishing.
Say, Clem, if you don't go fishing, I'll give you a kiss.
Well, you give me a kiss, and if it's a good one, I won't go fishing.
Okay. Okay. Clem, what you doing with your foot?
Digging worms.
The way you worms stick together.
Yep, now, just
look. If you don't come to school, you'll lose your 9 bet because you'll still be in the third grade.
No, no, I won't. I'll go to school just to show you. Come on, let's go.
Oh, there's the principal.
Good morning, children. Clem, put that cigarette out.
It's a Raleigh.
Oh, well, that's different. Clem, you're just the boy I'm looking for. Would you clean the blackboard? Here's a bucket and a rag. Thanks a lot.
Didn't have much choice there, did I? Hey, this is quite a job, you know, washing blackboards. I give up.
Well, what's wrong, Clem?
Oh, that blackboard. I can't get it clean. The more I wash it, the blacker it gets.
Well, boys and girls, come to attention.
Quite a group of boys and that one kid, ain't there?
I know you're all anxious to get your promotion cards and be on your way to enjoy your vacation. Daisy, June, hop and fetch it.
Yes, ma'am.
Your card and congratulations.
Yee, a double promotion.
Well, that just about makes you the number one moron, don't it, huh?
Clem Cadiddle Hopper?
Yep.
Your card and congratulations.
Well, I'll be. Well, what do you know? This is the happiest day of my life, you know. Not only do I win the bet from Daisy June, but I don't have to sit in that third grade another year.
Oh, Clem, I'm so happy. Yep. After 4 years, you finally got out of the third grade.
Yeah, they're putting me back in the second.
And next we have the always popular...
Excuse me, Red. Oh, Ted, there's a gentleman out here who insists upon seeing you.
Well, what's he doing here during the broadcast?
Well, he said his name is Mr. Perch, and he has something important to say to you.
Gee, I'd better speak to him. My name is Myers. What is it you want to know?
Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Well, lots of poor fellas used to ask me that, Mr. Perch, but mostly they've dwindled off. I thought everybody knew that there's no wartime loss of taste or flavor in Raleigh's. Now, you see, Mr. Perch, Raleigh's are blended only with the choicest of fully aged, field-ripened tobaccos. That means no green tobacco harshness, no harsh throat irritants. Of necessity, Raleigh's taste perfect. Yes, Raleigh's still contain the full amount of rich, aromatic Turkish tobaccos, too, so you get real pre-war flavor. Now, that's not all, Mr. Perch, no, sir. Raleigh's factory freshness is doubly protected. First, by a laboratory-proven moisture-controlled ingredient. Second, they're flavor-sealed in Raleigh's exclusive laminated inner wrapper. Better Raleigh's mean pre-war cigarette enjoyment. They're blended with fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos.
time when every child wants to learn. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Junior, is that you?
What do you want?
Come up and get washed.
It ain't me. I ain't going to school. I ain't going to
Junior,
school.
Junior, what on earth are you doing with those books under your arm?
I'm going to go to school.
Oh, you're not old enough to go to school?
Yes, I am.
Let's see those books. How to Mix Drinks, Yearly Racing Form. Junior, how many times have I told you to stay out of your father's library?
Well, can I even take this to go with me?
No, you can't. Give me that briefcase. Your father always takes that to work.
Work? With all them bottles in it?
Junior, those bottles are your father's medicine. Yeah. He isn't feeling very well, you know.
Yeah, I know, I know. And falling downstairs every night don't make him feel no better, either. Now I want to go to school, ma'am.
Oh, you wouldn't know what to do in school.
Sure I did. First you take the teacher a nice, great, big, juicy apple.
And then what?
You let her have it right in the mug. Hey, will you take me to school?
Oh, honey, when you're a little older.
Oh.
Here, I brought you some milk and cake.
Okay.
I made it myself.
Okay.
Careful.
Oh, I dropped me cake.
Well, pick it up.
I can't. I ain't Charlie Atlas, you know. I just lay down on the floor and eat it down here. Hey, Mommy, can I go outside and ride my tricycle?
No, you can't. Your father might come home unexpectedly and turn into the drive.
He never hit me. He hasn't hit that driveway in 6 months, you know. Oh, there's me cat. There's me cat. He's back. I wonder where he's been all night. Hello there, kitty. Hey, what you looking at that canary for, huh? Would you two like to meet each other? Well,
yeah.
Now, we can fix that.
Yeah.
Here, get up there. Come on, get in. No. Yeah, yeah, stop that. Yeah.
Junior, what's going on in here? Where's that cat?
He's inside the cage.
Where's the canary?
He's inside the cat.
Why did you put that cat in the cage?
Well, I heard people say I'd love you so much I could eat you up. I didn't know they really do that, you know.
Honestly, times you're almost as dumb as your father.
Yeah, I know, but he's had longer at it than I have. Oh, somebody at the door. I will go. I will go. Oh, it's Mr. Fowler, the king of the brownies, next door.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello. How's your father today?
He's not so good. I just saw him this morning taking a shower with his bare feet. You know, his bare feet.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
He had on his full dress suit at the time.
Hello, Mr. Fowler.
Oh, good day.
Hello.
I want to talk to you.
Well, talk it over.
My brownie saw Junior pin a sign on my back, unknown to me.
What kind of a sign?
It said, kick me.
Did anyone read it?
Oh, no, I always drive my car standing up.
Oh, you wait till tomorrow, boy. I got a good one for you. It says, me head is removable. Knock it off.
Oh, Junior, you're kidding.
You just keep laughing. That's all, kiddo.
Junior, how can you think of so many wrong things to do? Other little boys don't.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I just work harder at it than they do.
Why don't you ever think of good things?
No, I'm not interested in it.
You know, maybe if he went to kindergarten.
You mean with a lot of boys and girls?
Yes.
Where they sing and play?
Yes.
Where they string beads and draw?
Yes.
I ain't interested in that either.
Only a few minutes ago, you wanted to go to school.
Well, school, but not kindergarten.
Oh, but I don't Junior, want to be a beast. Junior, do you think you're ready for real school?
Sure, I was ready. I got me slingshot, me tacks, me spitballs, and me shillelagh all ready.
Yes, but what about your books?
Well, I'll get some books after I finish me basic training, you know.
You know, Mr. Meunier is the principal of the school across the street.
You know, Patrick?
And maybe he would allow Junior to visit the school. What? When he sees how well-mannered the children are, maybe he'll wend his ways.
Yeah, I knew
well, it might work. Come on, Junior, I'll take you to school.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to school.
Now, don't run. You'll fall on your head and hit the cement. And I'm not paying for any new sidewalks.
Okay. Hey, let me open the door for you to school, Mama. Oh, boy, look, a real school.
Junior, Junior, keep quiet now. The students are studying.
Oh, look at him in there.
Here's Mr. Meunier's office.
Yes? Oh, well, hello.
Hiya, fatso. Anybody make a nonstop flight around you today yet?
Junior.
Well, how's my little friend today? What can I do for you?
I want to go to school now. Who hires the kids around here? I was raring to learn.
Do you think you're smart enough to go to school?
Sure, I can even talk to Archie Gardner, you know.
Oh.
He's smart. I can answer my question, but I bet you can't answer yours. That's how smart I am.
Oh, come now.
All right, now you watch. How can a rabbit dig a hole without leaving any dirt on the outside?
That's your question. You answer it.
He starts at the bottom and dig up.
Wait a minute. How does he get to the bottom?
That's your question answer.
Mr. Mounier, I thought that, well, maybe if you let him sit with the children in the first grade for a while, he might stop being so destructive.
Let me use some child psychology on him.
Don't
Junior.
Don't you touch me.
Junior, what would you like to be when you grow up?
A peeping Tom like Pop.
Junior, your father is not a peeping Tom.
Well, I was just kidding. With them field glasses he's got, he ain't peeping. He can say I was there, you know. Oh, hold still, hold still. There's a big fly button all around your head there. He's going to land, he's going to land. He's top, I'll get him.
Junior, not with a hammer!
Oh, my head. Did you get him?
I don't think so, unless he's under that dent there.
Junior, will you never learn?
Why?
You know, one day of our discipline might help him, might do him good just to roam around.
Yes, who, me?
Yes.
Me roam around this building with all these windows and bells and things that break?
Yes.
Fatso, you realize what you're saying?
Yes, Fatso realizes what... Pardon me, Mr.
Mounier. Oh, you got him, Fatso. Hey, what's this button for over here?
That one is for the tardy bell, the school dismissal, and the red one is for fire.
Oh.
But we've never had to use that.
Well, we can fix that, kiddo.
Junior, now you wouldn't press that button, would you?
You're trusting old soul, ain't you?
Junior, you stay here. Your mother and I are going to explain something to all of the teachers.
Okay.
And Junior...
Don't say it. I will be good.
All right, but uncross your fingers when you say it.
Okay. Did you notice I had me toes crossed when I said I was going to be good? Well, here I is all alone. And we know what that means, don't we, folks? Oh, look at that big inkwell and not a fan in the joint. Look at that. I wonder if it's glass. Yep, but it wasn't unbreakable. I better take that desk blotter there and sop up that mess. Look at the junk up on top of his desk here. I'll just pull the blotter out from underneath all of it.
Junior, what happened?
Welcome to Hobby Lobby.
You break.
What didn't I?
Oh, now you're going to get it.
You hit me. You frightened me, little cartograph.
Cartograph? What's that the name of?
I don't know, but don't hit me any lower, because I know the name of that.
And remember, we'll all be with you next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and the gang. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Ha ha, in the department is right. And that's what you'll say when you load up with Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that smokes so mild and tasty, that always leaves your pipe clean as a whistle. Reason why Sir Walter Raleigh burns so even and sweet is simply this. The choice Mellow Ripe Burleys aren't dredged with gummy, syrupy flavorings. Just a hint of a rum mist helps round out the deep-down natural goodness of Sir Walter Raleigh. With Sir Walter Raleigh in your favorite briar, you're sure of real pipe delight, the sweetest of comfort smoking. Ask for Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.